Yeah, you know how in middle school you have to take, like, a drafting and CAT course?
Oh, yeah.
With well, it was 7th grade, and I had a different teacher, but they were partners. And I guess in another class, Mr. D, he told a student to go to his desk and get him, like, a pen or something, and the kid knocked the mouse on the computer, so, you know, the computer, like, woke up, and there was kiddie porn on it.
Oh, shut up.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
And the school didn't do anything about it. They were like, well, he's the wrestling coach, and, you know, he can't, and I see him all the time now. He always gives me this really weird look, and I try and stay away from him.
So this was a long time ago that this happened initially, or?
Oh, this was, like, 4 years ago.
Okay, and he's still around.
Yeah, he told us, like, he's like, this is my name. He's like, but you can call me Mr. D. He's like, I never want to hear you say my name, so I don't even know what his last name is anymore.
Wow. That's probably a smart move on his part.
Yeah.
These pedophiles are sneaky like that. They don't want you remembering things.
Exactly.
Hey, thanks for calling in today.
Yeah, bye.
Hey, you got a story for us?
Yeah, man. At my high school, we had this teacher. She was the biology and chemistry teacher. She probably weighs 14 pounds soaking wet.
Oh, okay.
Looks anorexic. It's ridiculous. But one day we're all sitting in class, and she has this strict no cell phone policy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sitting there, and her cell phone rings, and she just kind of plays it off like it's not there. And finally, a girl that's sitting beside me, she gets up and walks over and picks up this teacher's cell phone and looks on it, and it was a text message from her boyfriend. Now, this may not seem that bad because you don't know this teacher, but the text message said, put on some panties and let me smack that camel toe.
Oh, what?
It was ridiculous. She read it out loud to the class.
The student did?
The student did, yeah.
Wow.
And this is why you don't bring your cell phone to class.
There you go.
It was hilarious.
That's
perfect life
up.
Lesson for this lady.
That is messed up. Wow. Well, congratulations, man. That's the creepiest so far, I think.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, man.
No problem.
Hey, you got a creepy teacher to tell us about?
Yeah, I had a PE teacher, and while we were in the shower, he would, like, literally go around and, like, pick up our members to make sure we were cleaning under them.
No, you're full of it, dude. No way.
Nah, dude, for real. It was an all-Catholic school, and the place was run by priests.
You're so full of it, man. It's not even funny.
Anyway.
Do you have any Britney Spears jokes for us or anything like that today?
No, I really didn't have any, like, weird teachers. I mean, I had some strange ones, but not
yeah.
really.
Creeped you out.
I just wanted to call and screw with you
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, we can tell you like doing that, so.
I figured with the topic, you know, I had to throw in the whole Catholic priest
yeah.
deal, you know.
Yeah, I went to Catholic high school, so yeah, you're right, that does happen.
But, hey, I do have a question for Jerry Ann.
Okay.
Watch out.
I'm assuming it's safe to assume that you're not a lesbian.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just wondering.
All right, then.
You have a very nice radio voice, by the way.
Thank you.
Oh, that's
You're
nice.
Welcome.
Well, thanks.
Y'all have a good day, bro.
You too, man.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
That was odd.
That was.